Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We have Susan now. Okay, so we go from Brian Cashman and John Smoltz to Susan, who's here now. Susan, welcome. How are you? Nice to see you.
I'm good. Great to be here.
Nice to see you. Now, I said to Cash, I said, had to be a long time. When you're that far in front, the postseason seems like it took forever to get here. Did it seem like that for you?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
That's how it seemed to me. It seemed like, my God, it's only August. Oh, it's only this. It's only that.
Particularly the last week.
Right.
In Tampa, where it's 120. In Texas, which is a nightmare anyway, it was 100 degrees. You couldn't breathe. All they were doing was having auditions for all the people in the bullpen. It was just went on and on and on. And here we are.
All right. Tell me your view of this team. It's been an interesting season. You've had a lot of guys step in. New faces like LeMahieu. Cash just told me about how he had to be prodded by his guys to take LeMahieu. Got Urshela. You're good with stories on these guys. Tell me about these guys who are first-year Yankees now. Paxton's another one who's never pitched in the postseason. What about these guys on stage tonight?
Well, this is really interesting. LeMahieu is as good as it gets. And when he came over here, didn't have a job. Don't forget, had no job. They didn't know where he was going to play. Everybody I knew in Colorado says, you're going to talk to him for 2 minutes, he's going to be your favorite player. He's an old-school kind of guy. He doesn't care where he is playing. And the first thing he said to me, which made me smile, he hit, I think, a home run to win a game, and it was an 0-2 count and went the opposite way. And I said, how did you do that? He said, I hate to strike out. This is in a year where everybody says, strikeouts, an out is an out. And you go, no, it's not. But LeMahieu hated that.
I agree.
Urshela, I found out about Urshela, always loved him defensively.
Yep.
Frankie Lindor, they came up together. They are brothers. And Urshela knew right from the beginning he was a great defensive player, so that's what he did. He was blocked. You had Jason Kipnis, you had Jose Ramirez, and he certainly wasn't going to play shortstop, so he worked on his defense, didn't work on his offense. Frankie Lindor told me, I don't know why he stopped hitting. He always hit in the minor leagues.
Yeah.
So they get him, and Cash, if he was truthful with you, said they had no idea.
No, he said we were shocked by Urshela. We had no idea he would hit like this. He said, listen, he's had almost a Manny Machado season. You know, we never expected anything like this.
There's a reason. When they got him, they sent him to Scranton, where the hitting coach is Phil Plantier. Phil Plantier, if you remember, had that bottom half. For the Red Sox.
Yeah.
But he had that, and he said to him, you're not using your bottom half. All of a sudden, he started using his legs and his bottom half, and Gio said, wow, I can hit. And John and I, in spring training, he came in and he was hitting home runs.
See, Aaron Boone said to me, I saw him hit in spring training every day in the cage. I always thought he would hit once I saw him this year in spring training.
That was after last year.
What Boone said, yeah.
That was after Plantier got a hold of him. And I remember looking up, we did a game, and Urshela's hitting bombs, and John says, is looking down at the scoring. We never saw this,
and he's been good with two outs and runners in scoring position. He's had so many. He and LeMahieu were both good in those spots. Now, Paxton gets the ball tonight. He's had a great finish to his season. Never pitched a postseason game. How about Paxton?
We're going to find out, aren't we?
What kind of guy is Paxton?
He's a really good guy, works really hard. You don't know. He's very quiet. He's very he's strong. He's a tough guy. He's real. You know, if you didn't know where he was from, you'd think he was from Canada.
Oh, really? Yeah. Comes off like a hockey player.
He's tough but quiet.
Right.
They're not the Falcons or Bear.
Right.
But he's it'll be interesting to see. I don't know. You could have gone either way. Tanaka, Paxton. Tanaka has done it before.
They can still go to either one of the fifth game because of the extra day off, which helps.
Right.
I would have pitched Tanaka because I trust him.
Yep.
I trust him in the postseason. I have faith in Tanaka, just like I have faith in Didi. I think Didi, everyone's killing Didi. I think Didi will hit.
I think Didi will be fine.
I think he's some guys have a knack in the postseason. I think he's one of those guys. They dropped him to eighth in the order tonight. I think he'll hit. But I'll tell you, how about Gaudy's year? You know, Gaudy's always been my favorite. always been, other than Bernie, always my favorite guy, and I'm thrilled to see him have the year he's had this year.
So is everybody else, and I keep saying to him, everybody, remember at the beginning of the year, he was going to, yeah, you got to be careful with him. He's the only one left standing. They all went down,
they
except
did.
For Guardia. Yeah. The old guy is the only one that didn't. The reason they're split up, Didi batting eighth, is they wanted to get the lefties.
Which I understand, apart. But I thought maybe, you know, Didi's been a guy who's hitting the middle of the order a lot. Now they kind of demoted. Listen, he hasn't hit. I understand he hasn't hit. He's hitting 170 in his last 70 at bats or whatever
right.
it is. And he hasn't looked good.
But this
but
is
I
a
still have faith in
lineup.
Him.
I do too. And, and sometimes, and this is very interesting. I got to tell you one interesting thing. If you talk to the Minnesota guys, they think, and it's right down the middle, the Minnesota broadcasters, I wouldn't be surprised, quite frankly, if the Yankees swept. You talk to the Minnesota guys, they're saying, I wouldn't be surprised if the Twins swept. And I get the feeling it's like we're looking in a mirror, except the Yankees' defense is so much better than the Twins.
And their pitching's
I think that
better.
Might be a,
and their bullpen's
yeah,
better.
I agree.
At least I think it's still better. Listen, their lineup's great. They
yes,
got some
it is.
Really good hitters. They got some unsung hitters who are really good contact.
Yep.
They're powerful.
Yep. And Sano has become
oh,
Sano.
Yeah.
But their defense is a little bit
right.
lacking.
And I don't trust their starting pitching at all. Listen, Berrios got killed when he, you know.
Berrios
yeah,
did.
Yeah.
And, but he's a different pitcher now. What they did, they've taken away some of the velocity. He's gone through a whole up and down thing this season. They made him cut down on the fastball so he'd get more movement on it. Has a great breaking pitch now. And, you know, he is their number one guy. They don't know who's going tomorrow. Odorizzi's been hurt. I don't know what they're saying, Odorizzi, but
think,
I don't know.
They say him, but I don't know. They'll definitely pitch him if he can make it. But otherwise, you know, they're pitching short. I mean, that's why it's hard to beat them. And it's hard to be the underdog and out-club a team.
Right.
Now, that series where they played early in the season, they hit 20 home runs between the two teams in that series. I mean,
well,
we
they're
could
gonna
be in for
that
a lot
again.
Of home
they
runs.
Could, they yeah. could, well, but that is, isn't that this year?
Yeah.
You remember when it used to say that the Yankees are hitting too many home runs because in the playoffs, nobody hits home runs? That's all that anybody hits.
Now
if you watch
everybody
it,
hits home runs in the playoffs.
And Altuve just hit one, so they just went ahead.
Now
so
it's 4-0.
Oh.
And he's pitching a one-hitter.
Yeah, he was no-hitting him for a while.
What else
yeah.
is new? You know? Hey, listen, they're a tough team. They're going to be a tough team.
Who, I mean, Houston?
Yeah, they're going to be a very... But still, that's for another day.
That's for another day. Yeah. Let's get by this
you
one
You know,
first.
It's funny. John Smoltz was saying he thinks Minnesota's going to play really well in this
series.
I think
they will.
You know?
I think they will.
But I have a bias where I just think the Yanks are going to find a way to beat Minnesota.
I think they are, too. Yeah. But they've got... This is the first time I've seen this team have this kind of a lead. Nelson Cruz walks into every clubhouse he's ever been in and becomes father, brother. He's taken Miguel Sano under his wing. That's why Sano is Sano now. All those kids, the Bomba Squad, that's all his kids, Rosario and all those.
They got some good hitters.
And they really do. And they, you know, they, and as
they got kids who make contact too, and they make hard contact.
Well, don't forget, there's a few of them that haven't played in a few weeks. You know, Kepler's back. He hasn't played in a long time. You don't know about Odorizzi.
And then there's
CJ Cron has a bad thumb.
Torres is almost underrated. I mean, the guy is so good. He's 22 years old. He plays second. He plays short. It's 38 home runs. And it's quiet. You know, he doesn't get talked about all that much with all this team. Talk about Judge. Talk about this guy. Talk about LeMayu. Talk about all the guy does is play every day, play one or two positions, and hit 38 home runs, and he's 22 years
old.
The guy's unbelievable.
Do you remember the time that you always, just think back, you never trusted rookies in a series, and now you don't even think about it.
No.
He's 22 years old. Yeah, he can hit. You know, he's got to focus a little more defensively because he does make those kinds of mistakes, but he knows
he's a lot better version of Soriano. You know, Soriano had that power,
but
Soriano had those strikeouts that were vicious. You know, he'd strike out 10 times in a row, but then he'd hit one out of the park. This guy, though, I mean, he's amazing how many home runs he can hit and how good he is at this age is unbelievable.
Look at what they do, though, when they talk about savages in the box. They control the strike zone so well. They don't strike out as much. They struck out less than they did last year.
Yep.
And they talk about strikeouts don't matter. This team doesn't strike out as much as you think it does.
No, and they got a couple of guys this year that hit well with runners in scoring position and two out,
right.
which never did. Which
well,
is,
DJ
you know,
LeMayu.
And Urshela has been good at that, too.
Yes,
they've both
really
been
is.
Really good at it.
So was Guardi, by the way, our favorite player.
Yes. I mean, their lineup I don't worry about. Starting pitching, I don't know what to expect from Paxton. I don't know if Severino had enough time. I really don't know. I trust Tanaka a lot in these games. I think he's one of those guys who just has that big game in him. He looks like a different pitcher in the big game. It's like El Duque, the light goes on. It's almost like you can see the light go on with Tanaka.
I just did a interview with Tanaka for tomorrow, and one of the things you always talk about, all the great pitchers, a Smoltz will tell you this, a Clemens will tell you this, when you don't have your stuff, And he hasn't had that splitter till about a month ago, and was doing using the slider and trying to put that fastball up and away and trying to hit the zone. You learn something about yourself because you're going out there every 5 days, whether you've got it or not.
Yep.
And I think he learned an awful lot about
himself.
And
he's had some
himself.
Really bad performances.
Yes, he has. And when he didn't, and they've tried a different grip, and because the ball is very different.
Right.
They can say what they want.
Right.
The
and
ball
he
is
says
different.
The ball's been a big factor for him.
Well,
Verlander even said this year it's been a factor for him, and look at the way he's pitched.
Well, but it also, you can put that on half. All these guys that were fly ball pitchers, now because of the ball
can't
with
be.
The seams, you can, well, but you have to be. What do you
yeah.
do if you're J-Hat?
Well,
you're
34
years
yeah.
old. You can't change.
You got to try and keep the ball down. I mean, if you, you know, in the old days, you could let guys hit the ball to the track. Now
right.
the ball doesn't go to the track
it
anymore.
It doesn't go to the track anymore. So it's very
everybody hits home runs. It's crazy. I mean, Gaudy's at 28 home runs this year.
I know.
It's remarkable. I mean, we watched the kid across the way hit 53 home runs. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, he had said, I loved it. I told Aaron Judge, I said, Pete Alonso just broke your record. He says he wants to have dinner with you. and Judge says, okay, I'll take him out this time. I guess they're going to Peter Luger's.
Oh, good
and
for
then,
them.
And then Alonso has to take Judge out the next time.
No,
and he said he's going to take
him
to McDonald's.
He's a good kid, Alonso.
It sounds
he's
like
a,
it.
I'm
it
telling you, I interviewed him a couple times. I saw him in spring training. Nicest kid, hasn't gone through his head. Really nice kid.
So I gather.
And he runs the team already. He's a good kid. He really is. That's a big find for them.
It is.
Really a big find. McNeil's a good kid, too. They got
like
a couple
him.
Of good kids there. So have you enjoyed this season?
Yeah. No, this is a great – and my brother had said at the beginning of the season, I sound like I'm shot out of a cannon. And these kids are so delightful to be around. And it's a kind of baseball that you really like because they – it's fun and it's
and the
fun,
postseason doesn't get old. It never
no,
gets old.
No, never. You just want
you know
to get there.
It's fun. It doesn't get old. It's still,
it gets old about August and
yeah.
then September. You're
hey,
looking
it's a long
today.
Season. It's
really,
a long season.
You think?
Yes, yes. It's a very long season. But you know what? October's still October.
Yes,
tonight
it is.
It's a crisp night. You know the stadium will be live. Everybody will be all pumped up. So it'll be it's
I
fun.
I asked Aaron Boone, has he talked to the guys who haven't experienced this before? And he said, no, I just told everybody to enjoy it and to really take it all in. Because it doesn't happen if for your first time, it only is your first time once in anything. And to go out there the first time, and Tanaka told me, he's going to be nervous tomorrow. He gets all excited.
I think it's a good thing. I do. And,
it's
you know,
good for Paxton.
And Boone is really, you know, he's done a very solid, he's the same every day, Boone, right? You deal with him every day. He's the same every day, right?
Well, except when he had his little tirade.
Well, I'm not saying he will get on the umpires. Yeah, yeah.
He kind of channeled. I said, which one? Is it? Are you this guy that I see every day, or the one that just channeled your brother? And I said, there aren't five people in this clubhouse who know what I just said.
So. Right. But you know, hey, listen, the umpires this year, I don't blame them. I mean, really, some of the stuff that went on this year. But you know, every day he handles the media well. He handles all the stuff well. Now he hasn't had a lot of negativity yet. You know, he's had two good years here.
He had 32 guys on the injured list.
But I mean, he's winning. He's winning.
Right.
He's winning a lot of games.
Through all of that, that's all
yeah.
him. It reminds me of when Andy Pettitte got out of a bad situation one day, and I said to him, "Were you nervous?" He said, "No, I went and sat next to Mr. Torrey, and he wasn't nervous. So if he wasn't nervous, why should I be nervous?" And I think that's what Aaron Boone brings. He's the same all the time.
Interesting.
Not that he can't be tough, because he can be. Like Mr. T could be really tough.
Well, listen, good to see you. Thank you
good
for coming
down. Thanks.
Enjoy. Tell John I said hello.
I will indeed.
Thank you,
stay.
Susan and John. Yeah, I can't wait. All right. Looking forward to it. I'll be there. I can't wait. I love October baseball. Nothing like it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.